Hello everyone, this is English with English, and today I'm going to share with you this podcast on pronunciation. I have chosen 10 words that I keep hearing my students mispronounce, and I would like to comment on each of them, and I would like to tell you first, number one, how to pronounce them correctly, number two, why people make mistakes when saying these words. Because I believe that if you understand why you keep making this mistake, you won't make it again. I'm going to have this podcast both in English and Russian. So let's do it. Number one is comfortable. A lot of people say it wrong. They say comfortable. They basically use the wrong stress, right? The word comfortable, the stress goes on the first part of the word, not the last one. Comfortable. The thing is that a lot of times English learners, when saying English words, they use the wrong stress. They stress the end of the word, which is a suffix, right? For example, like the word comfortable, able is a suffix here. Suffixes in English are not stressed. There is only one suffix that can be stressed. It's double E, like employee, for example. However, it's the only one, right? So comfortable, the suffix here is not stressed. Number two, the same, very similar, vegetable. Again, the stress is on the first part of the word, vegetable, right? Not vegetable. Technically, a lot of people say vegetable. However, there is no word table when in the word vegetable. So you should say vegetable. Repeat after me. Comfortable, vegetable. Number three, contribute. Now this word is confusing because you all know about the word contribution, right? Noun, the noun is contribution, and contribution, we stress BU, right? We stress this syllable. However, contribution comes from the verb to contribute. And as a verb, you have to stress the middle of the word tree. Contribute. Great. All right. Number four is estimate. To estimate. I'm talking about the verb. Again, the stress here is not estimate, right? Again, A-T-E is, again, it's a suffix here. And like I said, we don't stress suffixes. You have to stress the first part of the word, estimate. Great. Oh, number five is great. Honestly, you know, I know it's a pretty easy word to say. However, a lot of people who just starting learning English, they confuse this, like, word with other words, for example, the word meat, you know, food, where EA is pronounced as E. But here is an exception, you know, great. That's how you're supposed to say it. And remember about exceptions in the English language. English pronunciation is really, really tricky. In English, you say Liverpool, but you write Manchester. That's a British joke. I hope you get it, right? So in English, things like words may be written in one way, but we pronounce them in a completely different way. And even if we know that there is a rule, like for example, EA is typically pronounced as E, still, like the word great is a perfect example of a perfect exception. Right, number six, purpose. All right, so purpose, again, you stress the first part of the word, purpose. Another thing is that this word rhymes with is. Not os, it's not purpose, no, it's purpose. Repeat after me, purpose. All right. Well, I think I was going to have this podcast both in English and Russian. So far, we're doing the English version only. So we'll see if I actually need to use any Russian or not here. All right. So it's purpose, right? So it's not purpose. No, it's purpose. So tech, like I said, repeat myself, it rhymes with is. Like, he is purpose. Alrighty, number seven, purchase. Very, you know, similar words in terms of the stress and how you say the first part of the word. So, purpose and purchase. again, it's not chase. So you don't, again, like you don't say the word like chase. Yeah. It's not how it is pronounced. You say purchase. Again, this word rhymes with is, like purpose, right? Purpose, purchase. Okay, so repeat after me again. Purchase, purchase. 8, coincidence. That's a hard one. That's a tough one. Coincidence, coincidence. So technically, C-O-I are pronounced like K-W, like quickly. Coincidence. I mean, there is no way you will like have to, you know, find out about the rules, how to say this word. Words like coincidence, you just need to learn how to say them and memorize how to say them. So tough words like coincidence, you better Google and see how they are pronounced, or just listen to how I say it. You repeat multiple times, you know, you repeat as many times as you have to, and you will remember it. This is what I did when I was learning English, right? So if I had to learn a new word and it was a tough word to pronounce, I looked it up in a dictionary, I read transcription, or I Google, and I don't need to worry about transcription, and I can, listen it on, in Google and just like repeat and learn it. So coincidence, repeat after me, coincidence. Number 9 is clothes. Now that was good, clothes. So here you don't say clothes. No, you don't say clothes. Yeah, so you have to say first, you have to say the sound the. So you put the tip of your tongue between your teeth and you say the, yeah, and you vibrate a little bit. And then you say z, like zoo, right? So, and then you have to just move your tongue very quickly. I know it's hard, but if you practice a lot, you can do it. Because, you know, my students can do it when I teach them how to do it. And when I tell them to practice the hell out of it, you can do the same thing. So it's clothes. Clothes. Good. Number 10 is character. Character, why I decided to include this word in this list is because a lot of people say character. No, it's actually another exception. CH is pronounced as, is not pronounced as ch, but it is usually pronounced as ch, but not in this word. Character. Actually, you have a task right now. Your task is, I want you to sit down with a piece of paper and a pen, and I want you to write down words that have CH letters, but that are not pronounced as ch, but they make sound k, like character. I will make another example here, like chaos, for example. Right, you write it as CH, but you pronounce it as K. So I want you to do this exercise now, right? So write down at least 5 words where CH is pronounced as K, not CH. Like character, repeat after me, character. Very good. Okay, now you have a full list of 10 words. Now you know how to pronounce them. And what is the next thing to do? Of course, you need to practice. So you can listen to this podcast again. You can repeat these words after me again correctly. And then, this is a very important part here. Once you have repeated these words after me as many times as you want or as you have to, I want you to record yourself and then compare your recording to my podcast recording, okay? And then I want you to hear if you say these words correctly or not, because you will still make some mistakes. So I want you to hear them, because if you hear your mistakes, this is the next level, right? So this is the next level on the way to your, you know, successful result, right? So this is how we do it. You repeat after me, you record yourself, and you compare your recording with my recording. You try to hear the mistakes, and then once you heard the mistakes, you record yourself once again. Alrighty, I hope this pronunciation podcast has been useful. I want you now to take all the information that you learned and use it. And let me know if you would like to hear more of Sarch Pronunciation podcasts.